104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest series and bingeable favorites on Disney Plus. Watch FX's Shogun, Grey's Anatomy, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, what you got, Pretty Malik?
Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson were seen together having lunch at Nobu without the kids. And everyone's like, ooh, what's going on here? I really don't think it's anything more than just she's trying to keep the peace, because I think she's over that situation.
I don't know.
If you watch the show, you'd know.
She's going back for more punishment, people.
I hope not. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, these divorce rumors keep coming and going. Over the weekend, their house appeared. Do you know the site Zillow? The app Zillow?
Yeah. Right? I look at Zillow nearly every second day. It's like sort of like a Bayute.com, but in the States, you know?
Yeah, so their house appeared. It's a $60 million mansion.
Wow!
And it appeared on Zillow. Then it appeared as sold. And everyone's like, ooh, they are selling their home. They must be getting divorced. But then J-Lo was out over the weekend and she had her wedding ring on. So I don't know what people are talking about.
$60 million. You got it? Use it.
You got to use it. Megan Thee Stallion seemed visibly upset at her concert over the weekend. This is horrific. Someone created an AI video of her, like an explicit video of her. And it's been making the rounds.
It's not real, is it?
No, it's all AI. And she even put out like a tweet the other day saying like, how could you do this to me? This is horrible.
This is so scary.
Fans were saying like she was actually crying on stage when it got to that
point.
It's
pretty scary stuff, yeah, right? You'll be able to put those... How do you know what's real and what's fake
it's
now?
It's crazy.
You know?
Okay, Simon Cowell, I found this so interesting. So he was on the Diary of the CEO podcast with Stephen Bartlett.
Yep.
And they were talking about One Direction. If you remember, Simon was the manager of One Direction, right? So they asked him, what is his biggest regret when it comes to managing One Direction?
One thing I regret is I should have kept the name.
Oh, you should have owned the name.
I should have owned the name.
You didn't own the name?
No.
Who owns the name?
They do.
Oh, okay.
That's the problem. Could have made an animation or whatever. But when you give an artist the name, it's not yours. And that's my only regret. So if you're listening, I'll buy it back from you.
Huh.
No, it's
you wanted to make more money from it like that. Simon, how much money did you make from One Direction, you know?
So the interesting thing is because all five own the name, let's say they wanted to do a tour. Four of them say yes.
One says no.
They don't do it. Yep. So that's how
But what he's saying, like he could have done an ad, like what the Beatles did. Did the Beatles ever have a cartoon?
Yeah.
They had like a cartoon series, right? I remember.
Yellow Submarine.
Something like that. Like he probably wanted to create like cartoon merchandise, all that sort of stuff.
Or a new band with the same name.
The Beatles also had to agree all together.
The directioners are like, thank goodness the boys own it and not Simon.
He would have ruined the name.
Yeah. And finally, I cannot believe that when you're as famous as Billie Eilish, someone still has the guts to ghost her.
So who did that?
So we don't know who. So she was on a podcast recently with Lily Allen, and she was saying that as recently as back in December, she was ghosted, and it was the worst ghosting experience she's ever had. Have a listen.
If you don't know what ghosting is, by the way, it means like you send someone a message, they read it, right? You know that they read it, but they never replied to you. Take a listen.
It was like a complete... I was like, did you die? Did you literally die? It was like somebody that I'd also known for years and had a plan. Day of... on the phone, making a plan. This is my address. Be there at 3. Never heard from him again. I was like, what a little pathetic man. To this day, never texted me again. Somebody I had known for like years.
I want to know why.
We don't know why.
We don't know why. We don't know who it is.
She probably thinks... Oh, you know when you get a message, someone sends you a message at like overnight when you're sleeping and you wake up in the middle of the night? And you just check your phone, and then you see the message, and then you read the message at like 4 in the morning or 3 in the morning, and then you forget that you read the message, and then you get on with your day, and you're like, oh, I never replied to that message.
Yes, but this is, she said they spoke the day of, meeting at 3 o'clock.
Weird.
And then he disappeared.
There we go. Right. Billie Eilish ghosted. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Virgin Update.
6:25, Tuesday, June 11th. News headlines now.
The UN Security Council has voted to support a U.S. proposed Israel-Gaza ceasefire plan, and UAE authorities are taking further measures to create tobacco-free workplaces.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
I was in a restaurant the other day, and I had crews with me, and they were vaping. Are you allowed to smoke in restaurants in Dubai still? I don't know. I didn't know what that rule was. There's smoke in the areas.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were sitting a bit like further away. So there would have been a smoking area.
Yeah, there's smoking areas.
See, I think we got to do. We got to ban that.
Yeah,
we got to ban that smoking.
Like, no one's gonna go.
What do you mean?
Yes, they will.
No, there's a lot of non-smokers now.
And
we can bring that up on the show and have a little chat about it and see what our thoughts are.
Yeah, just because this has been implemented now around the world. So we can't say no one's going to come anymore. It works.
It does. It happens.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, I know. All right.